Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
All right, we do it every day at 11:20. Time for the Friday edition of Catching You Up. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
More races have been called in the Arizona primary. Carrie Lake and Adrian Fontes have secured their spots on the November ballot. Carrie Lake had this to say about bringing the GOP together to take the win.
I think I say, hey, do you love Arizona? We're all big boys and big girls, and we need to step forward and say that was a dust-up and a grueling fight, and now we come together.
Do you think it'll be a fight for her to get Republicans and independents behind her?
It may be for some independents. I don't know that yet. We'll see how the messaging works out. If she messages the way she did on the show this morning, I think she's going to do an excellent job, and she's going to get a lot of people on board, because the broad ideas that she was speaking about this morning are the things that people are concerned about. As far as the hurt feelings and gathering support behind them, Republicans have been a little, and it's not the candidates themselves, voters have been a little less likely to forgive and forget sometimes. But I think what in the importance of this election, when we start hearing, I'm speaking from a Republican point of view, when people start hearing what the other side wants to do, I think more and more of them will throw their support behind Republican candidates as a whole.
Former CBO Director Doug Holtzeken, speaking with you earlier, made a good point about spending on top of the Inflation Reduction Act.
So there's $1 trillion in new spending outside of this that's going to generate a lot of inflation pressure. So if you want to see the inflation impacts of Congress, watch everything it does. And what it does is spend now, promise to pay later, and cause inflation.
Vote is expected tomorrow on the so-called inflation package. Are you excited about the trillions more in debt?
I just think that what's going to happen with this is it is not going to do anything that it said it's going to do. We are going to continue down the class warfare line here. But let's be honest, what they are bragging about in this bill is they are bragging about two things: taxes on the rich and climate change. Those are the two issues that they are bragging about, and I don't think it's going to resonate, because if the American people are not feeling relief, they don't care what your politics is going to be. They vote with their wallets, and I think they're going to vote accordingly. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to catch you up on the headlines.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has some words for cities that are whining about social services being overwhelmed by buses of migrants that he's sending their way.
Up in arms about a few thousand people coming into their communities over the past few months. In any one sector in the state of Texas, we have more than 5,000 people come across that sector every single day. And I started busing people to Washington, D.C. when local officials could not handle the number of people that had come across our border.
Well, we know Governor Abbott's probably not, but are you feeling bad for the mayors?
No, actually, what I think is if they really want to get something done, is as the mayor of New York said, that he believes that we should come together and work together on this. I'm in total agreement on that. If you don't like what you are seeing on the streets of New York right now, then you have better get together with Arizona and Texas governors and ask them what you can do to convince this administration to stem the tide of people coming across the border illegally. What's happening right now is not working for anyone but the cartels. They are the only ones that are benefiting, and whatever that change needs to happen, it is going to be Democrat mayors in D.C. and New York and across the country that affect the change. It's not going to be Republican governors, and they have to help.
Yesterday, you spoke about the Project Veritas leak, about the FBI flagging pictures of historical flags as militia extremism. And later that afternoon, Senator Ted Cruz questioned FBI Director Wray in a hearing.
Director Wray, what are y'all doing? This makes no sense. Do you agree with this FBI guidance that the Betsy Ross flag and the Gadsden flag and the Gonzales battle flag are signs of militia violent extremism?
All three of those flags are probably my favorite. Do you have a favorite historical flag that might get you flagged?
No, I mean, all these flags, and when you look at the Betsy Ross flag, and you look at the history of our flag and how it was made, and you look at early American history, I think maybe that's my favorite. The Gadsden flag has such a historic value as well, but to label it as extremism, or at least the symbols have been overtaken by extremists, is an unfair thing to do, unless you're going to look at the other side and what was considered extremism, Black Lives Matter and the protests in the streets and violence that happened happened that was connected to that issue. Unless you're going to do that, which I think is wrong, by the way, but if you're going to do it to one side, you have to do it to both when you're in law enforcement, because you are supposed to say and only not go against things you disagree with. That's where the politically correct problem lies in this country. And, you know, we would, unless we begin to acknowledge that there is extremist behavior and rhetoric on both sides of the political aisle and say it's not acceptable on our side. You see, again, I don't like what's happening with these January 6th hearings because I think it's overtly political. But on January 7th and on January 6th, but on January 7th and the days that followed, I talked about how disturbed I was, how sick to my stomach I was to see people on my side of the political aisle behaving the way some of those people behaved. The problem is that in the court of political or public opinion, anybody now that wears a MAGA hat is connected to January 6th. And that's as unfair as saying anyone that has a Black Lives Matter t-shirt is connected to the violence we saw in towns when violence happened at some of those protests. And what happened on January 6th was a despicable act. Those people need to be punished and we need to move on. But connecting everyone on the right side of the political aisle, especially if they support Donald Trump, that connecting them to violence and extremism is as unfair a thing to do. But when federal law enforcement does it, it becomes scary because now it's not rhetoric anymore. Now it's law enforcement. And I just think it was a good thing for Cruz to point out.